Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Happy Easter, happy Passover, and I hope you have a little bit of time to spend with us. If you're not already involved in other activities, which I would certainly understand, telephone number to be with us on the show is 1-866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour brought to you by the Dirt Doctors group of informational tools, starting with the website, dirtdoctor.com. A lot of information for you there. There's a lot of chapters and categories and everything. The main one for information probably is the library. It's the big yellow button at the top. Everything's in alphabetical order there. The Organic Club of America is the members part of the website. You can click on the green button over there on the left and find out about all that. Very inexpensive and a lot of benefits there for you. But everything else on the website is free if you don't want to do that. The Facebook, YouTube, lots of information about natural organic gardening there that we've put. A lot of that is connected to the site in various ways. But you can also just go to YouTube and Facebook. Facebook.com/TheDirtDoctor is where we have all our stuff. And Texas Organic Research Center is the 501c3 not-for-profit area where we have the research from various sources and all the also work we're doing there for you. My books, I've done 15. There's still, I don't know, most of those available out there in one way or another. And the two most current ones, Organic Management for the Professional, next to the last one I've done, and it sounds like it's just for professional people. We like to do titles that confuse people, I guess, is what the deal is. But it's actually for homeowners as well to understand the natural organic approach from a more detailed standpoint, and also be able to talk to your contractors and people helping you with projects in a more detailed way. The newsletter is interesting in a couple of ways. Newsletter and Facebook interesting in a couple of ways. I talked about this in the first hour, but I wanted to again because there is a continuing part to some of the information that we're giving out newsletter wise. We did the last newsletter on the one that's currently going out that you may have just got if you're on the list to get our free weekly newsletter, was about uncovering a tree in Waco, the tree down there that I was called about on the show several years ago, 10, 15 years ago, I guess, and maybe not quite 15, but somewhere around 8 or 10, I guess. The caller asked me if a tree could be uncovered, you know, by the homeowner. I said, sure, just do it very carefully. Take the soil out. And his tree, it was a big 150-year-old bur oak. It started thinning out and had a little bit of dead on the ends. He had been listening to my show, heard me talking about trees being too deep in the ground, and asked me if it was probably too deep in the ground. I said, well, is it coming out of the ground straight like a telephone pole? And he said, just like a telephone pole. And I told him, yep, it needs to be uncovered. Well, he, long story short, he took 8 feet off one side of the tree, 10 feet off another. In this newsletter, we've got the photographic review of what Terry did, and it's pretty amazing. The tree responded beautifully and has gotten back to be a very healthy bur oak. But it shows two things. That one, no matter how deep the tree is in the ground, it can be helped in a lot of cases if the root system hasn't been totally killed for one reason or another, especially if there's rock in the soil. Rock tends to help aerate the soil to a degree. And the other thing is that you've got to have no rot on the bark, no complete deterioration of the bark. And trees, not only how no matter how old they are or how deep they are, can be helped with this technology. So take a look at it. I think you'll enjoy it. The newsletter before that one is the one that got all the legs on Facebook. We had 50,000 people view the newsletter on Facebook, and also a lot of them shared it, which we were delighted about. It was a newsletter that we did about the latest findings. You heard a caller in the last hour bring it up, this subject that there's new evidence, just more, stronger evidence about the link between Roundup, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Roundup, being linked to cancer. And we've, you know, been talking about the link to cancer, the link to major degenerative diseases, and especially the link to autism a lot. The next newsletter we're going to do, and we're delighted that this information is finally catching people's attention now, a couple of things. On Facebook, there's already this on Facebook. There was a lobbyist that really got caught on tape, and we've got this on the on our website. They're saying he was a lobbyist on the video. Dr. Patrick Moore, he was being interviewed, and he said you can drink a quart of it and it won't hurt you, talking about Roundup. And then you can see this whole thing on our Facebook on go to our Facebook, and it's still up pretty close to the top. He said you can drink it and it won't hurt you. When the interviewer made him an offer to get him a glass of glyphosate, Moore responded, "I'm not stupid." He went on to say people try to commit suicide with it and fail. When the interviewer kept pressing him, Moore walked out of the interview. Monsanto then followed up and said that Moore does not work for them, said Dr. Moore is not and has never been a paid lobbyist for Monsanto. Knowledgeable scientists, consumers, and our farm customers may be familiar and confident in the safety of glyphosate, but their statements don't make them lobbyists for our country, for our company. Dr. Patrick Moore is one of those individuals. He agrees with the science that supports the safety of glyphosate and is an advocate for technology and innovation. But you might want to see that video. It's kind of interesting. He just very dogmatically says that it's so safe you can drink it, and then when he's offered some to drink, he kind of changes his tune. The next newsletter that we'll have will be something I think you'll like a lot. I do. I was impressed with this fellow that is explaining in a video the technical side of why glyphosate is so bad, why Roundup is so bad, and gives you the answers. A lot of people, you know, hear Monsanto and Roundup refute this stuff, saying there's no science and there's no backup and everything. This guy explains what is there that is very definitely links. He talks about autism specifically, the link there, and talks about other things and how the glyphosate actually damages wildlife, livestock, pets, and humans by attacking not the overall physical body, but the biology, the microbes in the gut of the people. That's where it does its damage. And next is Barbara in Northern Illinois. Boy, Illinois has been our biggest contributors today. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. I have a question on boxwoods.
Okay.
I have boxwoods that are suffering now from winter burn,
uh-huh.
And I wanted to know what would be the best way to take care of that.
Have you been doing any organic techniques at all, Barbara?
I did some last year. I haven't done anything yet this year.
Okay. The organic treatment, the overall organic program is what, of course, we recommend. And one of the side benefits of it is you get 4 or 5 degrees freeze protection from it. Now that you've gotten some burn, I'd kind of carefully cut the burn away. I would drench the plants with a mixture that we call Garrett juice. It stimulates root growth. It's a root stimulator. It does all kinds of good things and will help the plant recover if there's any damage to the roots at all and push that new growth out. Is there plenty of green foliage left?
There is. There's a lot of green foliage about halfway down. It's almost like one quarter of the top of each one has the winter burn on it, and I wasn't sure how far down to cut it.
Just trying to take the really burned dead off, and don't cut any more back than you have to. Drench with the Garrett juice, and I think you'll see it come out and do well. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a second. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Before we go back to the phone, I want to cover a couple of quick things that Barbara and I were talking about off the air. She was one of our many callers from the Illinois area, Chicago and other places in Illinois today, and I want to end with a point on that. But we were talking about Garrett juice. She was saying, will Garrett juice be available there? And I said, well, maybe not. Hopefully we can find some garden centers and hardware stores and things like that where people are interested in selling these products, and we'd be delighted to help with that if we could get somebody to really want to get into that in the Chicago area. We would help with putting an event together and get a lot of people to come out and make that happen. If somebody already has retail stores in that area, let us know, and we'll be glad to pass that information along. But I told her you can also make Garrett juice. The formula is on our website always. It's in my books. It's something that is free for anybody that wants to make their own product and use, and it's basically compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. It can be made more special by adding certain ingredients. There are three commercial versions, and those commercial versions are the basic product, one that has fish in it from Medina. The basic one is Nature's Guide. Medina's has fish, and then the most current one that has beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus, so it functions as from a biological standpoint also, besides just the Garrett juice formula, comes from the Maestro Grow company. She also asked me, what is an organic? She's heard me talk about the bad things about Roundup, which are many, and ask if there's an organic herbicide. And so, yes, vinegar functions. It's contact killer. There are commercial versions. Again, the formula for the vinegar herbicide that I recommend and use myself is on the website. You go to the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, click on guides, the button, it's a word, guides, and it takes you to all the formulas that I recommend, including the herbicide formula, Garrett juice, the tree trunk goop, the whole process of doing the sick tree treatment. All that information, basic information, is right there under guides on the homepage of the website. And there are commercial versions of organic herbicides out there too. There's many. There's products that are vinegar products, orange oil products, fatty acid products. Those are all covered. We've done newsletters on them, and you can find that all right on the homepage. back to the phones, and there's one open line at 866-444-3478. Barbara in Fort Worth is next up. Hi, Barbara.
Good morning. I have a paracantha plant, and the new growth is just covered with green insects. You can't see the stem for the little insects. I sprayed it yesterday with orange oil and soap, but I haven't been out this morning to see if it was effective.
It probably was, Barbara. That's not a bad thing. You've got aphids all over the plant. It's in stress for some reason. The stress can be caused by temperature changes, plant too deep in the ground, synthetic fertilizers being overused, herbicides hitting the plant, things like that. But soap and or orange oil will take care of the aphids right away. Now, they will come back if the plant remains in stress. Do you have any idea why the plant might not be very happy?
Well, it's probably 50 years old, and it hasn't had any fertilizer or any attention.
Okay, you may just be hungry, huh? Well, I'll bet you that that's the case, and I bet that the spraying that you did helped it. If you spray the foliage next with this same Garrett juice mixture that I was talking about and drench it into the soil and maybe give it a little dry molasses or some other dry organic fertilizer, I think you'll see the pest problems go away.
Can you use liquid molasses?
Sure. Liquid molasses is part of the Garrett juice formula.
Oh, great.
You bet. And that formula is right on the website.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Pyracantha is an interesting plant. Years ago, my first job out of college was to work for Club Corporation of America. I actually was a laborer on the golf course. It was raked traps the first day. They had me walk to learn the golf course, and they forgot to send anybody out to tell me it was time for lunch break, so I went the whole day without lunch raking traps. And then became an assistant superintendent and then got in the landscape business after that. And one of the things that Bob Dedman, the owner of Club Corp, loved, one of his favorite plants was pyracantha. And our base golf course was Brookhaven Country Club in Carrollton. And all around the club, there was pyracantha that he had encouraged the superintendent to plant. And it is a beautiful plant. It's got all kinds of good characteristics. It has white flowers in the spring. It has real pretty, shiny foliage. It has red berries in the fall. But it also has a lot of issues. Some are of disease. Some are the thorns. It's very well armed. You have to be careful about that. And back in those days, I wasn't organic. You know, under the synthetic program, pushing it with fertilizers to be really big and pretty, it had some difficulties. And so when I got in the landscape business, I had been around it so much and I had seen some of the problems with it that I stopped using it and designing it into projects. But it's a tough plant and still pretty good. And I think a lot of people still have great luck planting it and using it, but it does have some problems that can be overcome with the Garrett juice spray and the natural fungus controls, the main thing there. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to Philadelphia now and talk to Stella. Hi, Stella.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's
Happy
up?
Easter.
Thank you.
I have a question. It's supposed to rain 2 or 3 days next week,
mm-hmm.
and I'd like to put something down where it would be enrich the soil, but the rain won't dissolve it.
You want to put something down that won't dissolve?
Where the rain won't dissolve it. I wanted to use the rain for it to help penetrate.
Okay. Well, they are. I guess where you're going here is that the organic amendments, whether it's rock minerals or organic fertilizer, are not really quickly soluble at all, and they stay in place. They kind of complex up in the surface of the soil and stay around, as opposed to the synthetic fertilizers, which volatilize and leach and wash away and all that. Is that what you...
Right. I don't want it to wash it away. I want it to help penetrate.
Right. Well, organic fertilizers will do that. Now, in Philadelphia, Stella, I don't know if you have the same kind of sources that we do. You probably don't. All I can recommend for you is to go to the stores, the garden centers, and hardware stores and feed stores, farm stores that you might have there, and ask what organic fertilizer choices you have. Espoma is one brand name. They don't work with us very well, but they're available all across the country. And there are other brand names out there as well. If you go to a feed store or a farm store, you can probably find things like alfalfa meal. cottonseed meal, various natural meals, fish meal, things like that, corn gluten meal, you might be able to find. All those are organic fertilizers that will do what you're looking for.
Great. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call.
All right, bye-bye.
Some of the ones we talk about are starting to get more and more national distribution, too. The distribution is always a tricky part of all this because what dominates the marketplace, as you probably know, is Monsanto and Scotts. You go in any Walmart or Sam's or any of the other big box stores, Lowe's, Home Depot, any of those, and what greets you right inside the front door is this massive display of products from that organization, those companies. And they, they're synthetic products. They do have this quote-unquote organic kind of line that they promote and anything that we recommend because of several issues. But the organic fertilizer people, those manufacturers are all much, much smaller, don't have as good a distribution, which is a frustrating thing for all of us. And or you know don't have marketing budgets to do a lot of advertising like the other guys do. So you kind of have to look around and find whatever you have in your local area. The second thing you can do is you can tell them that any store that's interested in carrying, for example, all the things that we recommend, you know, a full line of the natural organic treatment, they can contact us and we'll put them in contact with people who can help them set that up. And it would be a great marketing niche, especially for any retail stores that are in the cities where our show is on. And right now we're on in, 200 markets across the country. You know, the whole world is moving our way because it works better. And it's safer, it's healthier, everything else, and people are getting more and more concerned about how to be healthier because of the contamination in the food and various kinds of things, the increase in diseases that's all going on out there. But we're still very, very much in the minority, even though it's moving our way. Everything is still on the side of the synthetic fertilizers and the toxic chemical pesticides, which, if you're a new listener to the show, those are the main things that we want to change in your gardening and landscaping is stop using the synthetic fertilizers. And that means Miracle-Gro and Scotts Bonus S and all that stuff, and start using the slow release, like we were talking with Barbara, organic fertilizers. And then the second thing is to stop using the toxic pesticides, Roundup, 2,4-D, Baleton, Daconil, you know, the various synthetic pyrethroid products, you know, you name it, all the synthetic stuff, and start using biological controls, things like beneficial nematodes and trichogramma wasps and beneficial fungus products and things that liquid sprays like Garrett Juice that stimulate biological activity in the soil and on the plants. And that's how it all works. And that's what we talk about on the website on dirtdoctor.com in all my books and all that. So you can check it out. And if you want to call, you can be on immediately. We just had everybody drop out and go to church, which I certainly understand today on Easter Sunday. Happy Easter and happy Passover to everybody out there once again. But you can, the good news for those that have time to call is that we've got an open line for you, 866-444-3478. The newsletter, the free newsletter, is something that's growing quite a bit because of all this local, national interest in going organic and getting away from these really toxic things. So if you want to get on board, just fill out the form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Our newsletter is weekly and it's free. just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Check out Facebook. A lot of fun things going on there with our stuff. And the books, especially the last two books, are non-regional. A lot of my early books have Texas in the title. I think they all are applicable wherever you are if you change two things. One is the timing on what you do, when you do it, and then the other is some of the specific varieties that can be used. One thing I was going to mention on there, and I want to do this before I forget it, I ordered and bought a Styrex tree a month or so ago, I guess, and I got a beautiful little tree. It's about 3 feet tall, and I planted it in our experimental gardens. And somebody's dog apparently came up, ripped it out of the ground, chewed it up, and killed it. And I've had a hard time finding another good source. If anybody out there has a source, I may have mentioned this before, but I'm still looking for a decent, and it'll have to be mail order because none of the local people have it. It's Stachys obasia, and it is a terrific little tree, but I have discovered kind of hard to find. Ellen in Dallas is next up with the Dirt Doctor. Hi, Ellen.
Hi, how are you doing? I love your show. I've been listening for years.
A couple of
years ago, you said about the root cuttings, cut 6 to 8 inches, and instead of buying the hormone, spit on them. Well, I tried that. I took 8 cuttings. 2 of them I didn't spit on. They died. And it's been 2 years, and I took a cutting off a climber. Oh, it's so beautiful and big. I just transplanted it. But I wanted to ask you something else. A friend of mine.
Now, you were talking about roses, I assume.
Yeah, roses.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. A friend of mine saying put lime in when you plant your tomatoes and peppers in the hole with the plant.
Well,
good fertilizer.
I wouldn't use lime, but I would use soft rock phosphate if you could find it.
Uh-huh.
Some people like that. Another thing that's really good to go down in the hole when you plant a tomato is earthworm castings. That works well.
Oh, wow.
And some people like to use a little Epsom salts and have.
That's what I was fixing to ask you. Yeah. I didn't know that till I'd heard that, and then it's on the back.
Yeah, Epsom salts is one of those things that's important to a lot of gardeners because Epsom salts is magnesium sulfate, and the most common element that's deficient in garden soils is magnesium. And so if you don't overdo it, mix maybe a tablespoon of magnesium of Epsom salts in a gallon of water and use that as a drench around your little transplants and everything.
Uh-huh.
I think it makes a big difference. I think it's
you
really
put it around
good.
Your roses too, everything.
Any kind of transplant. People use it probably in the vegetable garden more than anything, but I think it works for anything.
Yeah, I did last year, and my garden just did something else.
I think
but
it's a good
I
idea.
Wanted to thank you for your show because I listen to you every Sunday.
Thank you, Ellen.
And we got a compost. My grandkids helped me compost, go pick up the leaves, and we had enough compost for the garden this year. He tills it, so, she's 9 and he's 16, but it builds up his muscles and makes her want to eat vegetables.
That's great. Thanks for checking in.
All right, thank you.
See
bye
you
bye.
Later. Let's check with Beverly in Philadelphia. Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Doing good.
Listen, I was wondering what you thought about putting dried eggshells in the soil.
Well,
for my vegetable garden.
I think it's fine. I do it myself. One thing about eggshells, though, is that they break down extremely slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best thing to do with eggshells is really grind them up into a fine a powder as you can because that creates more surface area for the microbes to work on, and they're going to become much more quickly available that way.
Okay, so how would I apply it? Just spread it all over the dirt before I till it?
Mix it in. When you till the soil, that's fine. You can put it on the surface, but it would be better to work it in.
Okay, good. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Farmer's Branch again and talk to Carl. Hello, Carl.
Yes. I wanted to share with you that I used a floating row cover this winter, and in spite of the snow and ice, my chrysanthemums came through green.
Okay, good. Are they trying to bloom for you right now already?
They're just starting to get the very faint hint of it.
Okay.
probably give them some more the secrete treatment or whatever, you know, the doctor syrup, I guess. I forget what to call it.
Garrett juice?
Yeah, Garrett juice. There we go.
That'd be a good thing to do. One thing you need to know that you probably already know, but just for everybody, Carl, when chrysanthemums do what yours have done, start growing early in the season or make it through the winter with green foliage, they're going to try to bloom in the spring, and they will bloom in the spring. So if you want that to happen, that's fine, but you have to understand that if they do that, they'll have a reduced amount of bloom show in the fall. So to have the best fall color, you cut them back and don't let them bloom in the spring and make them wait till fall.
I look at the advantage that I don't have to buy replacements this
year.
Yeah,
that's right. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I got to run a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back after this.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and finishing up today's show, we're going to go to Crowley, Texas first, talk to Talina. Hello, Talina.
Hi there. I'm sure that you probably answer this question quite often, but I'm new to the area, and I'm having a terrible problem with ant mounds. I've got about a half acre, and they're huge, and I don't know how to get rid of them.
Okay. Fire ants, I assume we're talking about here. The organic program gives you some real help in this regard, Talina. One, since you're a new person to organics, the first thing to understand is that fire ants are basically a man-made problem. Before we started throwing a lot of toxic chemicals at them, the fire ant mounds were territorial. There was one queen per mound, and they really weren't a big deal. The native fire ants tended to help keep them under control. Well, we started throwing Diznon and Dursban and Orthene and finally Myrex from airplanes at them, and they changed how they live. They changed to having multiple queens per mound, and they changed to having, instead of 30 or so mounds per acre, to having 3,000 mounds per acre. You know, you've probably seen that. In adapting to our assault with the chemicals, what we learned once we got into organics and started playing around with organic techniques and products and everything, we found that on the projects that were organic, the fire ant population just decreased a lot. We didn't see as much pressure. And then one day I was helping a commercial project in between Dallas and Fort Worth, and they only had the budget to do one thing, and I told them to put dry molasses out on the property, and they did. It was about a 40-acre project, and they put it out at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, a little bit less than that, actually. And they were laughing about it, the guys putting it out, thinking it was some silly guy in Dallas telling them to put sugar out on the property. It'd cause all kind of problems and wouldn't do any good. Well, they called me in a couple of weeks and said that they were taking people to see the project because it was so green. And, oh, by the way, all the fire ant mounds on the property had left or were just gone.
Wow, okay.
So that's the first thing that I'd recommend is dry molasses as a fertilizer application might end the problem with that one application. The other things that will work on fire ants that you need to make a note of that are organic or beneficial, nematodes. They work very well. The commercial products that have the active ingredient spinosad work extremely well, even for problem mounds that the other things, for whatever reason, sometimes don't get rid of. It's rare when they don't work totally, but spinosad always will. And what else? Natural diatomaceous earth dusted around mounds and all sometimes work. People report all the time that they put out oatmeal or grits or some kind of a meal like that, and the ants feed on them and go away. There's research out of Louisiana that we found some years ago that showed that putting orange and grapefruit peelings out around fire ant mounds ran them off. So there's all kinds of things that work pretty well, but the first application I'd recommend that you do is the dry molasses.
Where can I get the dry molasses, in that form?
Well, in Crowley, there's probably a feed store or farm store not far from you, and some organic, some garden centers, and they will all have dry molasses in stock.
Okay, awesome. All right, well, thank you.
Welcome aboard.
All right.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later. It's Randy's turn in Justin, Texas, that is. Oh, no, it's Gustine. Yeah.
Gustine.
Got it. Yeah.
I've got a quick question for you. I take chicken litter out of the hen house. It's mostly coastal and chicken manure. Mm-hmm. Put it in a syrup tub, which is, I don't know if you've seen them, but a black tub.
Right, yeah.
I punch holes in the bottom of that, and then I set this on top of a 55-gallon barrel.
Okay.
And catch rainwater. This is uncomposted chicken litter. Is the effluent that comes out the bottom okay to use straight, or would that be too hot?
I would say in most cases it would be. You always have the risk of there being something in raw manure that would be a little bit of an issue. If you put it on straight, in the solid form, it would burn plants. It's a very hot fertilizer,
right.
Leaching it through the way you're. What do you have the manure mixed with? What was the other ingredient?
Just coastal hay.
Just hay in there.
Yeah.
I think, assuming the hay hadn't got picloram or clopyralid, herbicide residue in it. I think what you're doing there is a pretty cool little way to do the liquid. That's just a compost leachate. It's a manure leachate. Mix that with some of the other ingredients and make Garrett juice, and I think you got a fine product. If you mix molasses and seaweed and vinegar, apple cider vinegar to it, it'll work even better than using it by itself.
Okay. I used to use rabbit manure and didn't have any problems with that. Don't have rabbits, but have the chickens now.
Yeah. Well, rabbit's better because it's pretty much in a composted, ready-to-use form right out of the animal.
Correct.
But
okay.
I think what you're doing is fine. I don't think there'll be a problem.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Randy. And once again, happy Easter and Passover to everybody out there. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Enjoyed being with you very much during the week. If you have a question, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and you can join the membership area there. And don't forget to feed the birds.